Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are trying to bring you guys each and every one of our newest Falcons, and slowly but surely we're going to get to it. As you guys have had a chance to hear AJ Terrell, our first round pick today, we get a chance to talk to a guy that I think is a baller, Jalen Hawkins, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Jalen, I know you already had this. Welcome to the A, man. But how you doing today?
Man, I'm feeling blessed, man. You know, another day, you know, another blessing. Man, I'm just happy to be a Falcon, man.
And we're happy to have you, bro, because I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't know much about you. And then I watched the highlights, and you're just ripping people's heads off. Looks great.
Thank you.
How would you describe your game, man, for guys who haven't seen it? How would you describe what you do?
Man, I'll describe my game as just, you know, I'm an overall football player, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there making plays on the field. I'm a leader. Wherever I'm at, man, I'm making it happen, you know, and I have a huge impact on the team. You know, I've played a lot of passes and hunger, man, and I just love the game.
So a lot of folks, obviously being in the South, did not get a chance to watch maybe a lot of Cal football. Give us a little background in history, yeah, man. I thought your back half of your defense there was pretty talented. You know, I consider you to be a ball hawk. I don't know how you describe yourself in that area, but talk to our listeners and Falcon fans about, you know, your background a little bit and the makeup of what you were able to accomplish there at Cal.
Oh, man, the background of Cal, man, is really prestigious academic school. Also, you know what I'm saying, we got a huge alumni base when it comes to football, man. We got a lot of people in the NFL, great football program on the rise right now, you know, with the head coach by the name of Justin Wilcox, great coach. But on the back then, man, we was locking down that Cal, man. You know, we had another guy that was drafted, my safety beside me, Ashton Davis, in the third round. And a couple corners out there that I was locking up that are underclassmen. But, you know, what we had going over there is something special. You know, we're, you know what I'm saying, coached by Jared Alexander, which is now a former coach for the Miami Dolphins, who just got hired and promoted. So, yeah, man, nothing but good things over there, man. And with the point that you said, ball hawking, man, you know, as far as my game goes, yeah, man, I like getting the ball. You're right. I am a ball hawk, man. Everything, my dreams and hopes is in that ball, playing defense. You know, I grew up playing offense. So, you know, when I got switched to defense, I'm like, okay, there got to be some way I got to get to the ball. I got to find a way to get to the ball.
Is it Jalen Hawkins with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline here on Dukes and Bell, your home of the Falcons. So, yeah, man, we know it was a strange set of circumstances for everybody, from first round all the way down to seven. What was your draft weekend like when you got the news?
Oh, man, my draft weekend was just, you know, I'm going to just stay optimistic, man. I stayed sane. You know, I don't want to get too high, get too low, man. You know, I don't really have any expectations. Whatever, you know, was going to happen was meant to happen by God's grace. So I was just with there with my family, man. We was all, you know, like normal draft, little settings, you know, and better cooking, you know. And I was by my phone, man, you know what I'm saying, waiting for that call as well as my dad. He was on the same thing and, you know, got that call. And I was just like, oh, shoot, like, you know, this is not the normal area code. This is 404. And I was just like, okay, hello. And I talked to the DM and talked to Coach Quinn, man. I was fired up.
What Coach Quinn say to you, by the way?
Oh, man, basically just nothing but good things, man. I talked to him the other day, too, man. He's a great coach. I can't wait to play for him. He's the same, you know. I'm that kind of guy, and I love my gameplay, love what I do out there on the field, and nothing but positive stuff.
It is Jalen. No, it's Jalen Hawkins. I'm just resetting us here for those folks who are just tuning in on radio.com and across all their platforms. Jalen was our fourth-round pick, safety out of Cows. We're getting to know him a little bit more here on the program.
All right, Big J, so what do you do, man? What do you do for fun? Because now you're coming to Atlanta, and this is a fun town, man. So what's going on in your life?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, man. I'm a man of many talents in a way. You know, I make beats. I've been a producer since my senior year of high school. I come from family background with my dad. He makes beats as well. Also into the fashion. And I have an entrepreneurial background. You know, I'm on a startup at Cal that I'm doing a continuation of right now.
Oh, you came to the right place, yeah. Holmes.
Let us holler at Quavo. Yeah, hold on. Let's get Quavo on the line for you. Hold on, man.
Quavo.
you are coming to the right place, bro. There's nothing but entertainment going on down here, and you know all the artists that are coming out of Atlanta. So that's fun to know. That's fun to know. So you don't rap. You just necessarily produce, right?
I mean, I could rap. You know what I'm saying? I got that, but, you know.
Wait a minute, Jalen. You're on a show right now. We put you on the spot. You got to give us something. Give me something.
Oh, y'all put me on the spot. Okay, but if I give y'all something, that y'all can't judge me, man. I don't know if I got something right now in the arsenal like that, man.
All right.
You know,
all right.
Might have to wait.
Well, here's what you got to promise us. It's Dukes and Bell. When you see us, all right, you got to promise you're going to come back on the show. When it comes time, we get a chance to see you face to face, and you're going to drop 16 bars, okay?
Yeah, for sure. And the plus factor to that, I'll let you guys film me, too.
Oh, all right.
Just not going to be on call.
I like that.
The press is good. The press is good.
I'm telling you, like, this is a 100,000-watt flamethrower, baby, so you come to the right place. We got more juice than Mother Goose, Carl, right?
Jalen, one thing I did notice about you that I don't know people realize is you don't shy away from contact, man. I mean, you like to put your head in there, and maybe that's something Dan Quinn liked about you as well. It's not just about making plays on the ball. You come up in run support situations. I saw you in safety blitz situations. You were making plays and putting your head on people.
Yeah, man, you know, I got two sides of me, I say, you know, like off the field, you know, I'm cool, fun, still energetic, but on the field, I'm just very energetic at this, you know, I don't like to hit, you know, so I've always been a hitter since, you know, young. Everybody, like, all my teammates and throughout my career, you know, were always aggressive, so I've always been around that, and, you know, my parents, you know what I'm saying, that. Like, when I was a younger cat, you know, look at me weird if I'm not over there turning down some hits, man. You know? So I do got that instilled in me. So I just like to go out there and just, you know, play ball and have fun and hit.
Carl, Jalen Hawkins, like me, is a Virgo. Virgos always get what they want, Carl. You know that. Reading the bio, yeah. You like to hit. Let me ask you this. Being out on the West Coast, I mean, we're not embarrassing you. Whatever you say, you say. But what did you know about the Falcons? What did you know about Atlanta?
The cool part, too, I followed Atlanta when I was young and a lot because I grew up playing for this team called the Garner Grove Falcons. And same color, same everything. Play Odds Off. And, you know, everything that Odds Off had as a freshman team, logo and name. And we were the Falcons, and I played for them all the way to high school. So, good for my team. So, I always watched Michael Vick growing up a lot. Like, majorly watched Michael Vick. You know, watched Michael Vick, watched a couple, you know, a lot of stuff. And I always kept up with the Falcons. You know, now the Falcons is my team. That's my favorite team, but you know, before I had the home team, just like how, you know, before you like the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, because I'm from out here. But always, always watched Vic growing up and Julio, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Good players like that, for sure.
Jalen Hawkins joining us here, guys. Falcons fourth-round pick, one of our fourth-round picks, safety out of Cal. As we talk with him about this season, we know there's a lot of uncertainty. How are you preparing, and how are you continuing to get ready from a physical and mental standpoint, knowing that usually you would have been on a plane and probably been at the facility this week?
Yeah, I know it's crazy. Well, right now, you know, I set myself up to stay on the regimen that I've been on, you know, after the combine and everything. And I have my own weight room, so solid, and I have my own field, so I'm able to do everything. So I'm not really, like, you know, I'm on lockdown. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hindered from doing it. the things I need to be doing, you know. So from that point, what I'm basically doing is just have myself on a regimen as if I was up at, you know, Atlanta, and keeping myself, you know, occupied and ready and meeting and still studying my plays and doing everything I need to supposed to be doing, that I'm supposed to be doing. So
Jalen,
consistent at it, man.
Did they send you, a playbook? How consistent or at least knowledgeable are you with what we're trying to do here defensively?
I'm real knowledgeable. We kind of run a similar defense, you know, not nothing too far off. Coming from Cal, we run an NFL-style defense. Run many, many, many coverages, you know, many blitzes, many tires on blitzes, on the back end, a lot of coverages, you know, so I'm pretty played everywhere, so. I have the mental capacity and the knowledge to know what I'm doing out there. Of course, there's going to be little tweaks and wrinkles in the playbook that is different from college and different terminology, and different ways and techniques. But for the most part, you know, I have a good grasp of what we're doing here in Atlanta.
Well, we're excited to have you, man. I know we've got a couple of guys that you're going to be working with safety. We got a guy whose your game is very similar to in Keanu Neal because he likes to drop running backs and, well, he likes to knock everybody's head off. So have you been talking to, by the way, other teammates, guys that also into the draft experience? I know this is new for you, but everybody's kind of going through this same boat right now.
Yeah, I've talked to, you know, my teammates, you know, Ashton, Weaver, a couple of my homies who got drafted too. Of my homies, actually one of my boys too, Tyler Hall, that I trained with the X's, he signed with the Falcons as well. And, one of my all my best friends, you know, we're all kind of in NFL now. We all grew up playing together and we talk about the process, you know, what we're going through, you know, how they're meeting, what their scheduling is, did they get their iPad shipped to them, different stuff like that, you know, and talk to Michael Walker, that's about it, man.
Well, that's cool. As you're getting to know your new teammates and, this process is maybe a little different, but as with technology, you guys are still able to communicate and do the things you need to do. We appreciate you jumping on. I'm tweeting at you right now to remind you, next time we see you, 16 bars, fool.
Yeah, got to hear it.
No, I'm ready. 16 bars, I'm ready, man.
All right.
Fun flex for you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.